Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into a topic that's incredibly practical for anyone in manufacturing, AI agents in industrial IoT. Our mission here is really to cut through the buzzwords, and demystify these AI agents, what they are, what they actually do, the tangible business outcomes they can unlock, and maybe most importantly, how to safely deploy them from a pilot right up to plant-wide scale. Let's get into it.
Yeah, and this deep dive, it really couldn't be more critical right now for manufacturing leaders. Seriously, we're not just talking about, more data dashboards or fancier charts. It's not the point, the real goal. It's about fewer surprises on the factory floor. It's about steadier production lines, higher efficiency consistently, and getting those seamless handoffs between people and systems. That's precisely where AI agents working within your industrial IoT setup really shine. They bridge that vital gap, between just having data and actually taking decisive action.
That's a great point. And building on that, it really highlights how these AI agents act as, well, incredibly intelligent software assistants. They observe all the data coming in from machines, from systems, apply a mix of hard rules and some pretty sophisticated models, and then they recommend or sometimes even take small, carefully guarded actions. It's these small, consistent adjustments, right? They add up to really big results, like less unplanned downtime, way more predictable operations overall. So, okay, let's start with the basics then. What exactly is an AI agent when we talk about it in a plant setting? In simple terms, it's software. Software that can perceive its environment, make decisions based on what it understands, and then act to achieve a specific goal. And in a plant, these goals are pretty straightforward, aren't they? Things like maintaining machine health, boosting your yield, cutting energy waste, or just keeping production schedules precisely on track.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here and really crucial is the distinction between these AI agents and the traditional automation lots of plants already use. Things like your PLCs, programmable logic controllers, or your SCADA system, supervisory control and data acquisition. PLCs, they're built for speed and safety. They handle those super fast safety critical controls. That's their job. AI agents, though, they sit above that layer. Think of them as advisors, as optimizers. Their real strength is finding these complex patterns, stuff that humans honestly just can't spot in real time. So they suggest or maybe make small, very guarded adjustments. But and this is key always with the PLC enforcing the hard safety limits. Always. They prevent deviations from those critical parameters. They really augment, they don't replace. The safety system's already in place.
That distinction is absolutely key. Yeah. And to make it even more relatable, let's try mapping these AI agents onto the familiar ISA 95 stack. The International Society of Automation Standard 95. Lots of listeners will know this. So right down at the bottom, on the shop floor sensors, PLCs, the agents are mostly just reading data there. If they do any write-backs, they're extremely narrow, pre-approved, often within a very tight operational envelope. Move up a level, control and supervision. That's your SCADA, your HMI, the human-machine interface. Here, agents surface their recommendations straight to the operators, giving them those vital insights. Then, okay, the operations level. This is where your MES, manufacturing execution systems, and CMMS, computerized maintenance management systems, live. Here, agents can actually create or update work orders, maybe adjust schedules slightly, and they log every single decision, full traceability. And finally, right at the top, the enterprise level, talking to your ERP enterprise resource planning system, agents provide that reliable, near real-time plant context that really helps with broader planning. It connects the whole thing, top to bottom.
That's a great way to visualize it. And to put a finer point on it, these production-ready AI agents, they generally share four core abilities. First, they perceive. This means pulling in data from all sorts of places. Sensors, historians, SCADA, MAS, CMMS, even using computer vision for things like quality checks. Second, they reason. They blend hard-coded rules, simple stuff like never go above this temperature, with more sophisticated machine learning models. This lets them spot anomalies, predict potential issues way before they become real problems. Third, they act. Now, acting isn't always direct control, right? It might mean just posting a recommendation to an operator's screen, automatically opening a maintenance ticket in the CMMS, maybe adjusting a set point, but only within those pre-approved safe limits, or perhaps requesting supervisor approval for a bigger change. And finally, and this is absolutely paramount, they stay within guardrails. They have to enforce policies like role-based approvals. They must maintain detailed audit logs for every single decision and action. And they need automatic rollback capabilities if something doesn't look right. Essentially, they're smart, but they're rule-bound. They make decisions for the factory floor, always respecting the defined limits. Oh, and it's critical to remember, those advanced LLM-style systems, large language models, if you use them here at all, they do not communicate directly with PLCs or control outputs. Their role is purely advisory, analytical, not direct control, period.
Okay, makes sense. Let's switch gears a bit and dive into the practical side. The real-world applications and, crucially, the outcomes that really matter to the business. We're talking about those fast-win use cases, right? Things like predictive maintenance, where you avoid those really costly breakdowns, vision-based quality checks to catch defects super early, energy optimization to turn down those utility bills, and maybe scheduling or dispatch assistance to just keep everything flowing smoothly.
Absolutely right. And when you talk to executives, it becomes really clear they're not just buying fancy tech, they're buying solutions. Solutions to tangible, often painful problems. So what are those tangible outcomes? Well, take enhanced predictive maintenance. Instead of, you know, finding out about a failing bearing from the smell of hot grease on the shop floor way too late, AI agents flag those tiny early signatures of potential failure. They can even suggest the right spare parts, schedule the maintenance window, all without messing up your production schedule. Huge win. Then there's real-time decisions right at the edge. These agents, they run on local hardware near the machines, so they can detect operational drifts, recommend adjustments. Even if your main network connection in the wide area network has a momentary blip. Operations keep running smoothly even when the cloud isn't immediately reachable. That resilience is vital. And what about that goal of autonomous optimization? But always with a chaperone, right? Agents can make these quiet, continuous improvements through closed-loop set-point tuning, but only within those pre-approved envelopes. The PLC is always there, enforcing the hard safety limits, while the agent is just constantly hunting for little ways to boost uptime, reduce scrap. We also see huge impacts in energy and sustainability. Things like peak shaving, optimizing boiler operations, orchestrating compressors, these lead to measurable cost reductions, often with a surprisingly short payback period. And finally, think about supply chain responsiveness. An AI agent can adjust routing or schedules almost instantly when a material delay hits, helping you keep your delivery promises without that last-minute panic.
And these gains, they're not just theoretical, are they? We're seeing real, often conservative numbers from plants after focus pilot projects. Things like unplanned downtime cut by 10, maybe 30%, first pass yield ticking up 2 to 8%, energy cost per unit produced dropping 5, sometimes even 15%. These aren't like moonshots. The real goal here is steady compounding gains, consistent improvements that really bolster the bottom line. Okay, so let's talk a bit about the technical landscape. How do all these pieces actually fit together? What's really crucial to understand, I think, is that AI agents don't mean ripping everything out and starting over. Not at all. They connect the pieces you probably already have. So on the data input side, you've got your sensors, your PLCs exposing signals. Gateways then publish this data using standard protocols, things like OPC UA or MQTT, often the Sparkplug B profile you hear about. This data then flows into a small edge computer. It usually sits right near the production line. It processes those data streams, runs the real-time models. This whole setup forms what people often call your industrial connectivity fabric.
Exactly. And the agent brain itself, that lives on the edge box. That's where the AI agent applies its rules, its models. It knows the safe operating ranges, understands the approval workflows needed for that specific process. And a huge advantage here is resilience. If your main network, your WAN, drops, that edge box just keeps operating. Local decision-making isn't interrupted. Then, for the northbound systems communicating upwards, basically the agent talks to your MIAS for schedules, your CMMS for work orders, your ERP for parts and planning information. And critically, it logs every single recommendation it makes, every action it takes. Full audit trail. The cloud still plays a role, of course, but it's often optional for the core real-time operations. It's mainly used for the heavy lifting, like training complex models, managing fleets of these edge devices, distributing software updates. The big idea, the core architectural principle, is keep critical loops local and safe. Use the cloud for coordination and learning. This architecture really prioritizes speed, resilience, and data privacy right where it matters most, close to the machines.
That architecture makes a lot of sense, but it does raise that big question for organizations. Do you build or buy this kind of AI agent solution? Generally, you probably lean towards buying if you need speed, if you need standard connectors to your existing systems, and if you want that ongoing vendor support. You might lean towards building or at least customizing heavily if your process is truly unique, maybe super proprietary, or if your data absolutely cannot leave the site for privacy or security reasons, or if you just need extremely fine-grained control over every little detail. But what we often see in practice, right, is a kind of hybrid approach.
Yes, that's very common. Companies often choose a commercial edge platform as a solid foundation. It gives them the connectivity, the management tools, but then they build their own custom agents and models on top of that platform, all managed within their own robust governance framework. It gives them the best of both worlds, really, speed and customization. And to help guide that build versus buy decision, or even the platform selection, it helps to ask 5 really practical questions. First, will it integrate cleanly with your existing EPI, ERP, SCADA, your data historian? That's table stakes. Second, can you easily add your own models and rules without needing a complete system rewrite every time? Flexibility is key. Third, does it align with recognized industrial security practices, things like IEC 62443 or NIST 800-82? These standards are crucial for cybersecurity and control systems. Fourth, who actually owns your data and who controls any fine-tuned models that get created? Data sovereignty is a big deal. And fifth, can it run robustly on premises or high edge even if the internet connection goes down? And can it scale effectively from just one production line to maybe multiple plants without major headaches? Answering those questions honestly really gets to the heart of long-term viability and maintaining control over your operations.
That's a great framework. And one of the really encouraging takeaways from the material is that you don't need some massive multi-year program just to get started with this stuff. Our research outlines a pretty practical 90-day playbook for going from an initial idea to a proven concept. So in weeks 1 to 2, the advice is pick your lighthouse. Choose one high-impact but low-risk use case. Maybe it's predictive maintenance on one critical pump, or setting up a vision agent for a single inspection station, something manageable. And crucially, define a clear KPI, a key performance indicator that you're going to measure. Something specific, like cut unplanned downtime by 10% on line 3. Then, weeks 3 to 4, you check your data. Are the sensors working reliably? Are the historian tags accurate? Can you access the context you need from MES or CMMS? It's also really helpful here to label some historical data, past failures, past defects, so your models can learn what bad actually looks like in your process. Okay, then moving into weeks 5 to 7, you actually build the agent. This could involve training a relatively simple model, or maybe just starting with a set of well-defined rules. You wrap this logic inside an AI agent that understands your specific plant policies. Who needs to approve? What are the safe set point ranges? When should it automatically open a work order? That sort of thing. Then, weeks 8 to 9, it's time to secure and stage. This is critical. Segment your network properly, use digital certificates for device identity, make sure comprehensive audit logging is enabled, and make very clear decisions up front about which actions the agent can take automatically versus which ones absolutely require human approval. And finally, from week 10 onwards, that's where you shadow then narrow control. You start by running the agent in advisory only mode. Just let it make suggestions. You compare suggestions to what your experienced operators would typically do. Then you tune the system based on that real-world feedback. Once everyone's comfortable and you trust the agent's recommendations in that specific context, you can allow carefully monitored write-backs, but only within a very tight predefined envelope, probably during supervised shifts initially. You measure that KPI you set back in week 1, and if the value is clearly there, if it's working, then you start planning how to scale it maybe to the next production line or the next similar piece of equipment.
That methodical approach is exactly how you build confidence, and it ensures your initial successes aren't just one-offs, but can actually be replicated across the entire operation. The mantra here is so important. Repeatable wins come from this rhythm. Start small, document everything, standardize the process, then scale. It sounds simple, maybe obvious, but sticking to that discipline is the bedrock for turning your plant's data into reliable, valuable outcomes. Now, let's definitely shift focus for a moment to the absolute non-negotiables. Safety and security. This cannot be stressed enough. AI agents do not replace your existing safety controls. Let me say that again. They do not replace them. Your PLCs, your hardwired interlocks, they remain unequivocally in charge of those critical loops that protect people and equipment. Full stop. So practically, what does this mean? Well, first, policies first. You absolutely must enforce safe operating ranges, define clear approval workflows, and have automatic rollback mechanisms. Treat deploying or changing an AI agent with the same rigor you'd use for change control on any critical software system. Next is network hygiene. Proper segmentation of your OT operational technology networks is crucial. Adhere strictly to the principle of least privilege. Make sure you're properly managing digital certificates and keys for device identities. Don't get lazy here. Standards matter immensely too. Align your practices with things like IEC 62443 for industrial cybersecurity and the NIST SP 882 guidance for industrial control systems. These aren't optional nice-to-haves. And in regulated industries like pharma or food, maintaining complete immutable audit trails is absolutely critical for compliance. Finally, think about model risk management. You need to version your models and the policies they operate under, continuously monitor them for performance drift, and always, always maintain the ability to quickly revert to a previous known good state if something unexpected happens.
You know, that's such a good point. Those guardrails, they don't actually slow you down in the long run. They let you move faster, but with less worry, right? Mm-hmm. It's also really vital to understand how AI agents change how people work rather than just replacing them. That's often a misconception. Operators, for example, they start receiving early warnings. They get clear suggestions for next steps. They can then approve or reject those suggestions, but with much better context than before. Maintenance teams, they start getting cleaner, more informative work orders, often with suggested parts lists already included, scheduled for sensible maintenance windows that don't disrupt production unnecessarily. Supervisors gain these outcome-based views of the plant. They can see real-time data on OEE, overall equipment effectiveness, understand downtime causes better, and see where the actions being taken are truly paying off. And yes, this naturally leads to some evolution in roles. You might see new positions like AIoT engineers emerge, folks who maintain these edge systems and models. Or maybe model owners who are responsible for approving updates, much like you manage process changes today. Good training and updated standard operating procedures, or SOPs, are absolutely key to making all this feel normal and integrated into the daily workflow. And just to bring this all to life, let's maybe look at a few quick mini case snapshots. These are real-world patterns we see popping up again and again. Okay, imagine an automotive line. There's a vision agent right after a station that torques bolts. It starts flagging tiny micro-scratches. Operators see this. They slightly tweak the torque settings, still well within safe limits, of course. The result, a 4% climb in first pass yield, a 20% drop in rework needed downstream. Small change, big impact. Or consider a food and beverage plant. An energy agent there intelligently staggers the startup of boiler loads, maybe fine-tunes chiller set points around shift changes. The outcome, an 8% reduction in energy consumed per unit produced with absolutely no hit to throughput. Pure savings.
Those are great examples.
Yeah. Or in specialty chemicals, maybe a maintenance agent identifies the early signs of cavitation in a critical transfer pump. It automatically opens a ticket in the CMMS, maybe even pre-approves needed parts based on historical data, and schedules the repair for the very next planned maintenance stop. Result, they avoid a potential six-figure outage. Proactive, not reactive. And one more, pharma fill finish. Maybe an advisory-only agent just making suggestions recommends slightly tighter temperature control bands during a run. Every change is logged, approved by a human supervisor. But those tighter controls completely eliminate previously seen unplanned downtime during a critical high-value production campaign. The pattern is just remarkably consistent, isn't it? Small, safe, data-driven adjustments that proactively prevent those big, costly headaches.
It really is. And looking ahead just a bit, there are definitely some future trends in AI-powered IoT worth mentioning, but it's important to distinguish what's real and practical now versus what might still be, you know, noise or hype. Mm-hmm. Edge AI and distributed intelligence, that's definitely real and practical today. Keeping decisions close to the machines for speed, for privacy, that makes sense. As deployments mature, we'll see more multi-agent coordination, where different agents, maybe one focused on maintenance, one on quality, one on scheduling, actually talk to each other to balance trade-offs intelligently. That's coming. Digital twins and synthetic data are also becoming really powerful tools. They let you test what-if scenarios, iterate faster on improvements, all without risking live production. Very valuable. And operator co-pilots using LLM's large language models, we mentioned them before, they're fantastic for certain tasks, explaining complex alerts, helping find information in SOPs quickly, even drafting shift reports. But again, and I'll keep saying it, they must be kept away from direct control outputs. That's not their job in this context. Things like 5G connectivity or TSN, time-sensitive networking, yeah, they're nice to haves, maybe for specific mobile applications or tighter timing requirements down the road, but they are absolutely not required to get started and see value today. Don't let those things become blockers, my advice. Focus squarely on the trends and technologies that directly help you reduce downtime, improve yield, or cut energy consumption. Those are the core goals. You can always add the flashier tech later, if and only if it clearly serves those fundamental business objectives.
That's excellent advice. So to kind of wrap up our deep dive today, the core takeaway seems to be that AI agents are these powerful, goal-driven software assistants. They perceive, they reason, they act all across your industrial operations. And they offer a clear, pretty practical path towards greater predictability and efficiency in the plant. Not through some kind of magic bullet, but through intelligent, continuous, and crucially well-guarded improvement.
Exactly. That sums it up perfectly. As we conclude this deep dive, the bottom line, the core message from all the research really is clear. AI agents don't promise magic. They promise fewer bad days and more predictable good ones. That's the reality. The key is that disciplined approach. Start small, protect safety above all else, measure your results rigorously, and then scale what demonstrably works. That's how modern manufacturers are truly transforming their operational data into calmer shifts and, frankly, stronger profit margins.
Well said. And as you, our listener, reflect on this deep dive today, I do want to leave you with a final provocative thought to maybe ponder. How might these intelligent software assistants start to transform your daily operations? Not with some giant, risky, all-or-nothing leap, but maybe through a series of small, consistent, and always well-guarded improvements. What's just one low-risk area in your facility, your operations, where you can start applying this kind of thinking today to begin moving towards that more predictable, more efficient future? We definitely encourage you to keep exploring this space. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.